الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah Allah says يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. He instructs the people of Iman to inculcate taqwa within their lives. And he says, and be with the truthful people. In the explanation of this, we look to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The meaning of the verse is very, very apparent, and it's very simple to understand the direct meaning. But as is the case with the entire Quran, there is so much wisdom and so much depth to the Quran and the message of the Quran that we can keep deriving lessons from there. The Prophet ﷺ, he has given us some very, very insightful, sage, and profound advice. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says that the similitude, the example, the likeness of good company is like that of a perfumer, a merchant who sells musk. That if you sit with him, if you keep his company, either he will offer you some of his perfume or his scent, either you will buy some, purchase some, and use it for yourself, and if neither occurs, you will smell good, and you'll have the benefit and the pleasure of sitting there and smelling this good fragrance while you're there. You'll benefit from just being in that person's company, even if you directly do not take the scent. And the example or the likeness of bad company, evil company, is like that of a blacksmith. That even if, what will happen if you sit with a blacksmith? Either he'll burn your clothes, or you will smell bad, and you will have to sit there at the least and bear through that heat and that bad smell and all of the pollution in the air that'll be there. And so these are the examples of what company and what is the effect of the company that we keep upon us. Now in this verse where Allah says, inculcate taqwa in your lives and be with the truthful people, what the ulama and the mufassirin they derive from this is, there is a reason, there is a hikmah, and there is a wisdom why Allah has coupled these two different distinct directions and instructions, why He has coupled them together within one verse. Where He tells you, have taqwa, build your taqwa. And then he says, keep the company of the truthful and righteous people. Because by keeping the company of the righteous and the truthful people, the pious ones, you will be able to more easily develop that taqwa. It will come into your life a lot more easily. It will facilitate that taqwa and the practice of that taqwa within your life. Because we hear the term taqwa again and again. How do I attain that? How do I achieve that? And there's many means. Fasting is one of those means. But one of those key ingredients in taqwa is the company that you keep. And company is very, very important. Who you sit with, who you talk with, who you eat with. The people that you surround yourselves with, the people that you socialize and associate yourselves with. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, muttafaq alayh. And it is a very popular, famous hadith, and it's typically placed within the chapter of Tawbah. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that in the nations before us, in the people before us, there was a man, and he had killed 99 people, and he went to someone and said, can I be forgiven? And the man said, no, not knowing how the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And so the man got angry and disturbed, and he killed him as well. Then he found someone knowledgeable and he asked him, can I be forgiven? He said, yes. Allah can forgive anything. And He can forgive anyone. You just have to make sincere repentance. And then he instructed him, he gave him some advice. And once again, it's the depth of the words of the Prophet ﷺ, Utitu bi jawami'il kalim. That the man was given advice that you should leave the town where you live. Leave that area, leave that town. There are people there that are involved in the same things that you are involved in. You have your old company. And they are involved in the murdering and the looting and the different evil crimes. that you have been afflicted with up until now. So leave that area, leave the company of those people, and go to this other town, where there are pious, God-fearing people. And once you go there, their company will help you, will facilitate you being steadfast upon your repentance, and will help you change your life. And so then the hadith goes on that the man was on his way and he passed away, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave his sins and he was written from amongst the righteous people. But once again, the lesson that we learned there is that that man was making tawbah. He's repenting. He's on the search for truth. He wants the answer for this. But he needs to change his company. He needs to change his environment and his atmosphere to be able to fulfill his intention. And so many of us, and particularly our youth and the younger people, this is a very serious issue and a predicament and a challenge that they face. Keeping the right company. And it can make or break a person. A person can have the sincerest of intentions and the best of motives, but the wrong company can completely erase all of those things. And likewise, a person can be weak in his own resolve and in his own intentions. But having the right company and the environment can give the person the strength to fulfill the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praying salat in congregation, this is why it's instituted in the deen. This is why salat bil jama'ah was so emphasized by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody states that this is fard, that you have to pray in jama'ah. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized it to the point, he stated it so emphatically, he said that my heart desires to gather wood and to go and to light fires to the homes of the people who don't come to the masjid and pray salat in congregation. Why? Because this will slowly lead to the erosion of the Islamic values and the iman and the resolve of the community. Salat will fade away from them if they do not keep within the congregation. The Prophet ﷺ told us, stay within the jama'ah, the congregation. Stay with righteous people. And so, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informs us in Surah Al-Furqan what we have to lose. What is the flip side of it? We're talking about the virtues of good company. But what about bad and evil company? What effect does that have upon a person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Furqan, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ, that on the day of judgment, a person who will be written from amongst the wrongdoing, the transgressing slaves of Allah. He'll be written amongst the people who have incurred the wrath and the anger of Allah. ظالمون. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. And on that day of judgment, he will bite his own hand out of regret and remorse and the guilt that he will feel and the lost opportunities that he'll remember. He'll bite his own hand. عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ. What will he say? يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. That he'll say, وَيَوْمَ يَعَبُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. He will say, I wish I would have taken the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I wish I would have taken the path of the Prophet. I would have followed the message that came to me, the advice that was given to me. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَا اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. I wish I never would have taken such and such person as a friend. Why? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He dissuaded me. He led me astray from the truth, from Allah's message, after it had come to me as clear as day. The message had come to me. I understood it to be the truth. I was ready to accept it. And then he led me away from it. So this is what is there to lose. This is what is there to lose. And so for that reason, we should strive to seek out good company. We should set that example as well for our younger generations and for our children. We should emphasize this message. And we have to lead by example. We have to lead by example. And then if we are upon some righteousness, we should strive to create an environment of righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدُوَانِ. Help one another. Strive and support one another in deeds of goodness and righteousness, but do not help each other in committing sins. And so, for that reason, let us emphasize this message. Let us keep company in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the people who come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us join into the company of those people who strive to please Allah, worship Allah, and strive to seek the knowledge of deen. And keep that type of company. And this is very, I mean, even for the adults and the older people, this is a very serious issue. And it's more difficult, it's easier said than done. It'll require a lifestyle change. It requires, like they say, leaving people behind sometimes. It's difficult, it's not easily done. But it's what's necessary for the sake of my iman, the iman of my family, my children, and for all of our success in the life of the hereafter. May Allah give us the ability to practice everything that's been said.